big red dog.
Clifford needed Emily, so she chose him for her own. And her love made Clifford grow so big that the Howards had to leave their home. Clifford's the best friend anyone could know. He's the greatest dog ever. I really think so. Clifford's so loyal.
Clifford.
He's there when you call. I love Clifford, the big red dog. So they packed up a family car, and the Howards left the city. They moved to Birdwell Island and their many new friends. They're to greet Clifford and Emily. Clifford's so much fun, he's a friend to us all.
I love Clifford, the big red dog.
Forgive and forget.
I was just digging a hole for us. We can wait for Clifford down there. It's cooler than up there.
Great idea, T. I'm gonna go in the water just as soon as Clifford gets here with the tires to float on.
Yeah, that'll be nice.
I'm gonna float all the way to the mainland and back. Hey, quit it!
Quit what?
Quit. Pitching me.
I'm not pitching you.
Then who is?
I don't know.
I hope Clifford gets there soon.
You owe.
Let's see. Which tire should I bring? Aha! This is the perfect one for T-Bone to float on. Now for Cleo. Ooh, perfect!
Clifford! Wanna come to the park with me? All the kids are gonna be there.
Ruff, ruff!
Let's go!
Oh, it's so hot! Clifford should be here with those tires by now!
Maybe he got lost.
Clifford wouldn't get lost. But maybe he forgot he was supposed to meet us.
Clifford wouldn't forget us.
Here he comes!
That wasn't Clifford.
Maybe he really did forget us. So hot. I'm too tired to swim. I really, really wanted to just float in the water today. On a tire, T-Bone. Wanted to float in the water on a tire.
Oops, sorry.
I can't believe Clipper just forgot us like this. After he promised to bring us those tires.
Maybe Clifford has something really important to do.
Maybe. But I want to find out for sure. Come on, T. Let's go find him.
Okay.
This is even better than the beach.
Look at me, look at me.
So, this is the really important thing he had to do.
I guess he just forgot, Cleo. Everyone forgets sometimes.
Good friends don't just forget their friends, T-Bone.
I'm sure he didn't mean to forget us, Cleo.
Well, I'd never forget Clifford. Let's go back to the beach.
Well, what about Clifford?
Forget about Clifford, T-Bone. After all, he forgot about us.
But...
Let's go!
Okay. Cleo, are you still mad at Clifford for not coming to the beach yesterday?
Nope. I've forgotten all about what's his name.
Good. Wait a minute. What do you mean you forgot about Clifford?
Hey, guys. I've been looking for you two.
Look, Cleo, it's Clifford.
Who?
I'm sorry I didn't come to the beach yesterday. Emily Elizabeth took me to the park and I got so excited I just forgot.
T-Bone, did you hear something?
Yeah, it's Clifford.
Clifford who?
Clifford me.
Oh, right, Clifford. I forgot about him for a minute.
Oh, I get it. You're kind of upset about the beach thing, huh?
Were you supposed to come to the beach? I forgot all about that.
I'm sorry, Cleo, but I brought the tires today.
You promised you'd bring the tires yesterday.
I know, but...
Good friends don't forget their friends. I have to go home now. I'll see you later, T-Bone.
She's really upset, isn't she?
Don't worry, Clifford. She'll forget all about it by this afternoon. You'll see.
Huh, I sure hope so.
I gotcha!
Ta-da! Did I surprise you?
You sure did. Where'd you come from?
From Clifford.
He slid down my back.
Oh.
Clifford brought a ball for us to play with.
Come on, Cleo. Let's play roll ball.
Okay.
Great. This'll be fun.
Great. Here it comes, T-Bone.
Get it, Cleo.
Got it.
Hey.
Here it comes.
Pass it to Clifford, Cleo.
Here it comes, T-Bone.
Cleo? I'll pass it to you, you pass it to Clifford, then he passes it to me.
Oh, I haven't passed it to Clifford yet? Gee, I guess I forgot.
Cleo, that's not very nice.
It's okay, T-Bone. I promise I'd bring tires to the beach. Then I forgot to come. That made Cleo upset with me.
Everyone makes mistakes.
I'm sorry, Cleo. Will you accept my apology?
Well...
Please?
I'll think about it.
Cleo!
What?
Clifford apologized. You should forgive him.
Good friends don't forget their friends.
Good friends do forgive their friends.
Oh, well, you're right. Good friends do forgive their friends. I accept your apology, Clifford. And I'm sorry for being so stubborn. Will you accept my apology?
Of course!
Great! Then let's play Roll Ball! Get it, Clifford!
I got it!
Summer. One sunny summer day, Speckle and his friends were at the beach, swimming, making sandcastles, and playing beach ball, having some wonderful summer fun. Darnell thought it would be great if they could have both summer and winter fun at the same time. Speckle thought so too, and he knew just how to do it. He started building a winter snowman out of the summer sand. Luna put on seashell eyes, and Robbie made a driftwood nose. Reva and Darnell made sand angels, just like they would in the snow. Then everyone got on the surfboard and sledded down a sand dune. They had such a good time, Speckle could hardly wait for winter and the summer fun they would have then. The end. That was a great story. Isn't reading fun?
Place you thought of, Cleo?
Now, where could that be?
He's never gonna find it.
Hurry, Victor. The afternoon ferry will be here soon.
I hear that woman who took pictures here last month is on the ferry today, Pedro.
I remember her. She had that cute little brown dog.
That sounds like Mimi.
Mimi? Do you think it is?
She said she'd be coming back.
Yeah, I remember. Wow, Mimi's coming back. Oh, here she comes now.
T-Bone, wait!
What?
What about our game?
Ha!
I guess the game's over, Cleo.
Okay, my turn to hide it.
I think T-Bone's got something better to do, Clifford.
What do you mean?
Mimi's coming on the ferry, and you know what happens when Mimi's in town.
Yeah, T spends all his time playing with her.
No, I don't.
Come on. You know you're gonna play with her as much as you can.
Well, maybe. Mimi is a really great dog, and she doesn't visit the island very often, and I like playing with her. The ferry's here. Let's go.
Nah, I can't. It's time to get Emily Elizabeth from school.
And I have to go home.
Okay, then. I'll just have to go meet Mimi by myself. Bye.
T-Bone sure does like Mimi.
He sure does.
She must be here. I can't see anything.
T-Bone?
Hi, Mimi. Welcome back.
Thanks, T-Bone. I'm so excited to see you. Can we play together while I'm here?
Sure. I'm going to the library tomorrow. Wanna come?
Yeah. I'll meet you there.
Okay. See you there.
I wonder where T-Bone is. He should be here by now.
Ruff, ruff. Ruff, ruff, ruff.
No fair, Clifford. We haven't started playing yet.
Hi, Cleo. Have you seen T-Bone?
Sure I have. He's right behind you.
T-Bone? There you are.
Hey, guys, now that we're all here, let's play tag. I'll be it.
Okay.
Let's run.
Psst. Mimi.
T-Bone?
Hi, Mimi. You want to share a dog treat with me?
Sure.
Great.
It was fun playing tag with Mimi today. She's really good.
And really nice, too. No wonder T-Bone likes her so much.
Clifford.
What is it, Cleo? What's wrong?
Look! Hello, T-Bone.
Huh? Hi, Cleo.
Hey, guys. Where'd you get the yummy-looking dog treat?
T-Bone brought it for us to share.
T-Bone never shared a treat until Miss Mimi he did meet. Now they both eat treats together, rain or shine or any weather.
I wish Cleo would stop embarrassing me.
Well, I thought it was pretty nice of him.
Hey, you guys want to play freeze tag? I'll be it.
Okay, we can finish our dog treat later, T-Bone.
Here I come. You better run.
Uh-oh.
We better run, T-Bone!
Cleo! Where did you come from?
Now to freeze Mimi and I win the game!
First, you have to catch me.
Here I come!
Don't worry, T-Bone. I'm coming to unfreeze you!
Thanks, Mimi.
No problem.
Mimi and T-Bone stick together. They always go and help each other. To watch them play is such a riot.
I wish that Cleo would just be quiet.
Huh? What's wrong, T?
Nothing. I just have to go home now.
I have to go too, Cleo. Maybe I'll see you tomorrow.
Hey, you forgot your dog treat! I guess she doesn't want it. Oh well, no need to waste it.
Cleo, I think you make T-Bone feel bad.
What? What did I do?
Well, I'm not sure, but he didn't seem very happy. I think we should go see what's wrong.
Okay. I'll be right back.
Hey, T-Bone.
Are you okay, T?
Yeah, sure. I'm okay. I was, just playing with my new ball.
How come you left Mimi and your dog treat at the park?
Yeah, I thought you really liked Mimi, T-Bone.
I don't really like her.
Yes, you do. You really, really like her.
Stop doing that, Cleo.
Doing what? What am I doing?
You're teasing me.
I'm not teasing you. Teasing is when you say mean things about somebody. I just said you like Mimi. That's a good thing.
Well, it makes me feel funny.
But why? You do like her.
I think I know what T-Bone means. When I first started getting big, people would say things about me, like, that Clifford, he's as big as a house.
That's not mean, that's true. You are big as a house.
I know, but it embarrassed me to hear people keep saying it.
Teasing isn't just mean stuff, Cleo. It's stuff that makes someone embarrassed, too.
I made you feel embarrassed, T?
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry, T. I never, ever would embarrass you on purpose. I promise I'll never do it again.
I'm sorry, too, T-Bone.
Thanks, guys. But I think there's somebody else who feels kind of bad right now, too.
You're right. Let's go back to the park and apologize to Mimi, Clifford.
I'm right behind you, Cleo.
I really do like those guys.
I'm really sorry for teasing you and T-Bone, Mimi. I didn't even know it made you two feel bad until T-Bone told me.
Thanks for apologizing, Cleo. It makes me feel much better.
So, do you guys all want to play with my special new ball now?
Sure.
Okay.
No, wait! There's something else that Mimi and T-Bone have to finish first. You guys go ahead and finish your dog treat. Then we can play ball. And I promise, from now on, no more teasing.
T-Bone!
Come on out, T!
Clifford and I know that it's important to have friends you can count on. That's why Clifford's big idea for today is be a good friend.
Hi, guys. What's up?
We're going up to the lighthouse.
It's gonna be fun. Come on.
I don't think I can climb to the lighthouse today.
Huh? What do you mean?
I hurt my paw yesterday, and it's still kind of sore. But you guys go ahead without me.
Gee. I hope you feel better tomorrow, T-Bone. Come on, Clifford!
Wait, Cleo. It wouldn't be very nice to leave T-Bone here all alone.
You're right, Clifford. Why don't we stay here and play with him today? Then we can all go together tomorrow when his paw feels better.
Great idea, Cleo.
That'd be great, guys. Thanks!
Having good friends makes everyone feel great. That's why Clifford's big idea for today is be a good friend.